Right now, though, we are celebrating Lorain County's bicentennial with our different Celebrate series, going to different communities around the area. And we are in North Ridgeville this morning at the Ridge campus of Lorain County Community College. And this portion of our program is brought to you by your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience and OCO. They're at Center Ridge and Barton Roads.
And we have with us Mayor Kevin Corcoran. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Hey, thanks for coming in today. I know you will transition over to the Chamber of Commerce breakfast, right?
Yes, I will.
Take that in. Busy morning for you. So let's talk about all things North Ridgeville, and let's start with new business. And I say that because it seems like every time I drive through town, I see something new or some new construction. Am I right on?
You're absolutely right. There's always something new happening in North Ridgeville. Right now, on Lorain Road, we have a Culver's that's going to get started on construction. We, on Center Ridge, we have a coffee shop that's under construction, along with Lorain County Health and Dentistry, which you might know from Elyria. And then also one of the bigger businesses that's been announced is the Dayton Freight Terminal that's coming into town as well, which will bring at least 150 jobs or so. So that's a big project.
Let's talk about that one. What do they have to do to make it happen?
They've already cleared land, so they're going to get started on clearing the space for the pad. And so they're all ready to go. They're hoping to finish construction by the end of this year.
Now, that'll be a trucking terminal then?
It will, and it'll use 57 as their access, so they won't be running the trucks through North Ridgeville, which I'm sure a lot of people will be happy about. But, yeah, it's a big project, about a $36 million facility, and like I said, bringing a lot of jobs to town. So it's a great thing for North Ridgeville.
How does a project of that size, that dollar amount, come together from the city standpoint?
Oh, boy. Well, we started talking to them a couple of years ago. They reached out and said that they were interested, and we talked about available land, they did make a liar out of me a couple of times, said they were going to start, but they did start yesterday, so they're repaving Center Ridge from city line to city line. So that project will wrap up in July, hopefully.
But not the middle portion, not the widening portion.
Right, not the part where the pavement is great, so they're going to do everything outside of that project. And then we have a project where they're replacing the Race Road Bridge over the Turnpike. So the Turnpike hired a contractor to do that. That'll close that road then in that section for several months. So there's a couple of bigger ones, and then lots of road projects, repavement projects that our own guys will do internally.
We're talking with North Ridgeville Mayor Kevin Corcoran this morning. And, Mayor, one of your staffers will make a presentation to the Chamber of Commerce today about the master plan. Why should residents care about a master plan? What's it mean?
Well, it's a roadmap for our future, basically, and it gives us a guide to achieve a better future. And it's important for a lot of different reasons, you know, not only to provide that roadmap, but also gives us opportunity to get grant money for funding for different projects. But one of the more interesting components to that is the concentrated look at the town center idea that we've been floating around at the corner of Center Ridge and 83. The schools own some property there. The city owns some property there. There's a pretty big parcel that we could do something really special at that intersection, and that is the center of town. So we're really excited about this process. We started back in October. We just met last night with the steering committee, so we're rolling forward. We're getting a lot of public feedback on that, and so the work's being performed by an independent contractor out of Columbus who does this work for a living, and they're giving us the guidance that we need to help pull this off.
Old Town Hall is there. What's the latest on that?
We're hiring an architect to put together plans to fix the issues that are outstanding, and we'll then hire a contractor to perform that work. So it'll take a little bit, but the biggest problem, and I think you've probably heard, is it's a safety concern. Having people in that building, I don't know if you know much about electricity, but the old knob and tube wiring is not great. And back in the day when they built that building, they used shaved wood as insulation. So if you're laying warm or hot tube on shaved wood. That's a dangerous combination. And you don't want anything to happen to the people that are inside that building, which is why the fire chief closed that.
You have to do something, though, because that is sort of an iconic symbol of North Ridgeville.
Absolutely.
People will either look for something that identifies North Ridgeville. That is one of the structures that is... that is there.
Yes, it's on the National Historic Registry, and it's front and center on our city seal. So it's an important building for the city. If you look at some of the history, that's where a lot of the draftees went before they left to go off to war over the course of the history of the city. So it's an important building, and we'll see what we can do with it as quickly as we can.
Well, literally, there's history in it, because you've got the Historical Society, right, with
right.
some parts of their things that they have there, too. So.
Yeah, they do have a lot, and again, that's where we were concerned about the safety of the people going in to look at either the museum or attend the theater performances that were in that building, and it was just so much of a concern that, you know, the fire chief said, we can't have people in here.
Why now? I mean, it's nothing. I did someone just sort of like, what?
The tube got hot.
I don't know. I mean, you think about that. I mean, I don't know what the situation was, but it seems like nothing's changed since.
Right? You would think, like, right? What happened? It's been there for hundreds of years.
Right.
And, you know, but I think what happened was we started taking a deeper look at it because of just some clutter that was in the way, and we were looking at the fire safety component of the building, and so then we hired an independent architect and electrical engineer to go through those spaces and dig a little bit deeper, and what the fire department had said for probably decades, we found out from those gentlemen that we were super concerned about the safety of
people. Right next door, though, aren't they?
They used to be.
They used to
yes.
be, right?
But
well,
the story is they used to stand in the backyard and go, wow, that building's going to be in a raging inferno someday.
Well, we got a water tower right here, so we have
poke a hole in it and you just put it
It's all
right
there
out.
Together. Well, yeah. It's good if, you know, you take care of it now, because obviously if a tragedy were to occur or something like that, not only because it could be for some, you know, individuals or something, but the fact that, you know, it's a historic building. You want
Correct.
To correct it.
Forward to a great summertime and a great rest of the year.